What were my 6 lessons from 2023? And what's my crazy but effective alternative to resolutions? Listen on to find out. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there, welcome to Joyful Eating episode 148, where we're going to go through my 6 lessons from 2023. And I'm also going to share my annual review process. But before we get to that, the best bite I had this week, on the weekend I went to the farmer's market and got a beautiful chicken from Brad. So I think I've mentioned Brad on the podcast before. He does a good chicken. And so I brined it, and then on the Sunday, my Irishman roasted it in the wood-fired oven, and just so delicious, like crispy chicken skin, and so succulent. And we just had it with a baby spinach salad. So I just got some baby spinach leaves, and I'd made a dressing out of like random some mayonnaise that would split and lemon juice, and I put some cream in it as well. So it was kind of like a salad cream. And then when I tossed the baby spinach leaves in that dressing, there was too much lemon juice, like it was really acidic. And so I just tossed a little bit of almond meal, like almond flour in, and gave it, and that just toned down the acidity and gave it this lovely creaminess and made it like a little bit more substantial. So that with the chicken, and then I had some, I was cleaning out the fridge, and I found this, like a jar of jalapenos that I'd pickled from last year that needed eating up. And so we had that with it. And it was just like, that gave us the freshness, and yeah, so good. Anyway, so plan for today is, first I'll share the story behind this episode, and then I'll go through each of my 6 lessons, and then I'll actually share with you my annual review process. And if you're anything like me, like I am obsessed with other people's annual review process. Like this time of year, I love hearing that. So I thought I'll share my process that I've evolved over the years. And then I'm going to share but my crazy but effective alternative to resolutions. So the story behind this episode, basically it's the last episode for the year, and I love this time of year. I can't remember when I started doing this, but for definitely over a decade now, I usually take like a day or half a day to just sit down and review the year. And sometimes I go out for lunch and do it. Sometimes I went out for lunch last year. Sometimes I just do it at home. Yeah, I find it incredibly helpful to do this. So I also wanted to do this so I could share my lessons with you, so that you don't have to make this, you can learn from my mistakes, passing on the wisdom. So in terms of like the 6 lessons that I've learned in 2023, and there's definitely more things that I learned, but these are the 6 things that I thought I wanted to share with you guys. First is this idea, the more ways I measure, the more chances I have to win. So if you've been listening to the podcast from the beginning, like one of the first episodes, I talk about weighing yourself every day. And the reason for that is I'm a huge proponent of it. I do it myself. Most of my clients, like we weigh ourselves. And it's important because when we are measuring something, like there's a lesson that I'd learned previously, like that what gets measured gets improved. So just as humans with human brains, it's just, we can't help ourselves. Like we're measuring something. We just have this natural inclination to improve it or to make it better. But I've since this year learned that, and this was something I got from a guy who has a business podcast, Alex Hormozy, and he talks about like the more ways I measure, the more chances I have to win. And I was like, wow, that's actually really powerful. And so I started not weighing in like some of my business goals, rather than just tracking one metric, actually checking a couple of different things. And there's been some people in my Naturally Healthy Club that I've worked with, and also in my alcohol group, where rather than just tracking weight, I've encouraged them to track other habits that they're doing. So if their weight's not moving, they've got something else to motivate. Like, so yeah, weight may be not moving, but maybe you're like getting really good at, enjoying your food, like, or whatever it is that they're working on. So I found this like really helpful with my clients, but also really helpful with myself, because what can happen is if you're only measuring one thing and then that metric isn't going where you want it to go, it can be really demotivating. Whereas if you've got a few things that you're measuring, then, and I was doing this with my, with my goals around, like I had a goal to grow my YouTube subscribers. So if I like, so by measuring a couple of different things, not just subscriber count, I could see, oh yeah, like commenting was up or engagement was up or whatever I'm tracking. And it just gives you more, you just feel better. And when you're feeling better, of course, then you're more motivated to keep going. So that's first lesson. The more ways I measure, the more chances I have to win. Second lesson is that it's fun to be seen. So if you're an introvert like me, this is something that I've kind of struggled with over the years in my business. It's like showing up and being on posting on social media or just being in front of people. Like I actually can't believe how far I've come. Like if you look at me in my 20s, like the fact that I actually like voluntarily put videos of myself on the internet, crazy. And that I actually voluntarily, my job is to coach people and stand in front of people and talk, like mind blowing, right? And it's a couple of years ago, I did some work with a marriage coach. And one of the like lessons I learned from her was just this idea that it's safe to be seen. And I worked on that belief for a long time. And actually, the more I thought that, then it like became easier to, you know, take up space in the world. And this year, I've really taken it to the next level where I, rather than just seeing it as like, it's okay for me to be seen, I've actually been thinking that it's fun. And it is like interacting in groups, you know, being on social media, making videos, like sharing what I've been cooking and making these like podcast episodes. It's actually really fun. And I was like, wow, this is like the next evolution. So if you are an introvert, you don't have to go from like not being wanting to be seen to like definitely go through the safety step first. But if you are feeling like you're safe, like actually seeing it as fun to show up is next level. And it makes it so much easier to show up. And since I've been working on that thought, I had a goal to post on Instagram post a video, a short video every day on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And since I've had that thought that it's fun to be seen, I've pretty much done it every day. But like I've been doing 6 days a week and it's made a huge difference. Okay, next one is lesson number three was that this can be easy. And this is, or the other thought that comes from that is like, how can I let this be easy? And as someone who's been on the simplicity path for a long time now, I'm always like looking for ways to simplify my life and looking for ways to make it easier. And this thought that this can be easy is really helpful to like, just ask that question and to get your brain thinking about, yeah, this can be easy. How can I make it easy? And the more you do that, the more you'll be like, oh yeah, like, and it's mad how this can work. And it's interesting. Like I had a goal that I was working with people in the Naturally Healthy Club. I'd set a goal around improving my eyesight because I'm starting to like get into the age-related eyesight. And I was just like, how can it be easy? And I ended up reading a book and just having one thing to do. And that was like practicing reading smaller font. And I've been practicing reading smaller font. And wouldn't you know it, it's kind of like a muscle. And that when you practice it, then it actually gets it easier for you to see smaller font. It's kind of still blowing my mind that it was that simple. But now I can read, I'm not squinting. When I read the chat on Zoom, I can do that without squinting. I have improved my eyesight. And it all came from this idea of like, this can be easy, or how can I let this be easy? And it was just one thing to work on and it's made a huge difference. So this thought, this can be easy, you can apply to anything, particularly if you notice yourself thinking, you're trying to do something and you feel like it's hard and you're starting to tell yourself how hard it is. You just want to pause and turn that around and ask, okay, telling myself it's hard, like that makes it feel harder. What can I do to let this be easy? And how can I let this be easy? And just let your brain come up with creative solutions. Okay, next one is I actually want to work hard. So this is a bit of a crazy one from my trip to Paris. I caught up with someone who I used to be in a business mastermind with. And we were just talking about business and those types of things. And she was telling me that she had this really big year of growth. And she was like, I put my head down and I was just working really hard. And I was like, actually, you know what? I think I want to do that. Which is fascinating because like ever since reading The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss like years ago, I've always had this in my mind of like, oh, I shouldn't be working more than, you know, 20 hours a week, whatever. And so when I came back from Paris, I was like, no, I'm ready for some hard work. And it actually can be fun. And I'm loving it. Like, it's actually okay to work hard. And sometimes it's good to have seasons of your life where you do that. So I want to work hard. It's really helpful. And I'm getting out of bed in the morning. I'm like wanting to start work because I'm like, yeah, I want to do this.
Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like, when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show.
And then number five is I can choose to focus on enjoyment. So this was a thought, and I actually have lost my little post-it, but I have a post-it sitting in my office just before I got coached that says this is so fun. And like, we're going through life and we have a choice in any moment to show up or to be doing something and to be kind of just dialing it in and not really enjoying it. Or we can actually choose to think, this is so fun, and actually appreciating the fun that is in whatever we're doing, whether that's washing up, whether that's coaching people, whether that's making videos for, you know, for the YouTube. And yeah, so it's really amazing. When you tell yourself this is so fun, it just opens up your brain to feel looking for the fun and enjoying it and feeling the fun. So we can actually get enjoyment in so many moments that normally we don't. If you're not choosing to see, look for the enjoyment, then you miss out on it. So this thought, this is so fun, is one that I am going to keep working on and having posters on and maybe like a tattoo it on myself. Like, it's really, really, it's just such a nice way to live life. So it's kind of like, you know, when you look at gratitude and how that's really helpful with like people who are appreciating life. And this kind of takes it to the next level, like looking for the fun, looking for the enjoyment is really cool. The number six lesson is, it feels so good to be intentional. And I've known this for a long time, but it's something that I keep learning, in that where I'm at now with my relationship with food and my relationship with alcohol, where I set intentions, where I think through like, how do I want things to go? It's so magical, because then you get the best of both worlds. You get to enjoy it. You get to, like, I have ice cream once or twice a week and I feel really good in my body. And I have wine when I want to have wine, but it's like not that, like, I haven't had a hangover all year, haven't overdrunk all year. And so you get the best of both worlds, and it all comes down to setting intentions. And it feels really good to be intentional. And yeah, so I offer that to you as lesson number six. Okay, and so that's my lessons from this year. So the more ways I measure, the more chances I have to win. It's fun to be seen. This can be easy. I want to work hard. I can choose to focus on enjoyment. Well, that thought, this is so fun. And then the last one there is that it feels so good to be intentional. And then in terms of my annual review process, so why I review is, I got this from one of my early business coaches, and it's just this idea that when we, like, we want to progress, like to achieve our goals faster, we need to do more of the things that are working and less of the things that don't work. And so by pausing every now and again to actually review and take stock of the situation, that gives us the opportunity to just bring light and shed light on what's working well, so that we can do more of those things, and also to identify the things that we want to do differently so that we can pivot and try different things instead. And so that's why we review, because if you don't take some time to identify that, you can miss out on the lessons and you can be stuck in that hamster wheel of making the same mistakes and going round and round. So it helps us break out of that. And how I do it, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes I'll actually go out and take the lunch with my notebook. Sometimes I do it on my computer. I haven't decided like exactly where I'm going to do it this year. I've kind of got I've distilled the lessons for you, but I'm going to go a bit deeper on my review. So I'm doing it in a two-part process this year. And there's just a few, how I do it is that there's just a few questions that I ask myself, and I'll paste these in with the show notes. But basically it's like, first is like, what do I want to celebrate? And then, so that's to like really, like, look at what were the good things, what worked well in the year. And then I break it down into
three different sections. So I look at business and finances, home and family, and then health and fitness. And for each of those sections, I ask myself, like, what did I create this year in that area? And then also, what lessons did I learn that I want to take with me? So I do that for each of those three areas. And then there's some bonus questions that I ask myself about, you know, just how have I changed if in case there's something that I've missed. I also ask myself, like, how do I want the coming year to be better? And where do I want to be in a year from now? And this is part of like kind of setting my intentions and my goals for next year. And then asking myself, like, how can I reverse engineer that? Like, what do I need to do to get to that place? And that's pretty much it. And I think I got most of this from, to give credit where it's due, from Brooke Castillo, who has the Life Coach School podcast. But there have been, I actually can't remember which of questions are hers, which are, and where I've grabbed from other places as well. So I invite you to like take this and run with it and make it your own. And then before we go, I did promise you, what do I do instead of resolutions? Well, I've been doing this for over a decade now. Me and one of my best friends, she came up with the idea that rather than like having a resolution, it's actually more fun and effective to like have a word or a theme for the year. So, and I've been doing this, I remember like doing 2008 was my year of love and happiness. And I set that intention of that was going to be my year of love and happiness. And that was the year that I met my Irishman. So that's one of the most memorable ones. And so, yeah, like it's just, and so at this time of year, I always start thinking about, oh, what do I want my theme for next year to be? Like one year I had a year of abundance. Last year was my year of self-belief, which I think was a really fun one. I really enjoy focusing on ways to improve my belief in myself. So I think that was a really good one to have. And then the other day I was on my run and I was like, oh, 2024, year of experimentation. So part of my wanting to work harder is just being willing to try things, particularly in business, but also in all areas, like just being willing to experiment. So that's my theme for 2024. And yeah, I invite you to, if you like that idea, you're welcome to adopt it. And before we wrap up, just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast, if you're a podcast listener, or watching if you're watching on YouTube. And just say, like, I appreciate you so much for being there and for tuning in and for, yeah, giving me your attention. I really do appreciate that. And I hope that you found this valuable. I'm wishing you all the best for 2024. I have some amazing things planned. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you then. So have a beautiful week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.